Track 4, Galtina of Wyndham. Well, what has Galtina got to tell us this week? I think it's a fishy story with some teeth thrown in. Literally.
Here we are again. How are you together? I'm the Galtina, and I do true life poems and Norfolk squid, and I'm glad to be with you, and I hope we have some fun along the way. My father, he was a farmhand at Balborough. Then they moved to Croxton and finished up at East Carlton on Crane's farm. But unfortunately, like a lot of things, he was made redundant. But luckily for me, he got a job and he worked nights at McIntosh's chocolate factory. He reckoned he was on the roller line. And he used to bring these bags of sweets home on a Friday. Oh, and they were lovely. Oh, I say, Father, how'd you get them? He used to wink at me and say, I swept them up off the floor afore I come home. But 'cause I was later to learn that they were penny bags. And a lot of people who worked at McIntosh's, they got it. And Mum was always left with the orange centres, and, you know, she'd never throw nothing away, and she used to sit here with that bag of our orange centres, and she used to say, oh, I'll be glad when I eat 'em. But Father missed the land and farming, and when the council come up with an allotment, he thought, do you know what, I'll have that, I'll rent that off 'em. And he rented this little allotment, but that wasn't like we're got now, like these little old postage stamp ones. That was 2.5 acres. And we grew cabbages, chrysanthemums, we had carrots and loads of stuff. We even had pigs, and we had an old standard Fordson tractor that I learnt to drive. And 'cause we never went on holiday nowhere. Talking of which, I got a phone call afore I come here from my friend Pam. She say, Tina, she said, I got some exciting news. I said, go on, tell me. Well, she said, I only went and won a holiday to Barbados for me and a friend. Well, you can imagine me, my heart was gone. I said, oh, gal, what, tell me all about it. She said, well, you ain't got to take no money or nothing. Everything is paid for, all inclusive, she say. And that's got to be lovely. Oh, I said, yes, and my heart was gone, as you can imagine. And she said, and I was wondering, I said, yes. She said, well, I know I've known you a lot of years, and I can trust you. Oh, I said, Pam, you can. She said, and I was a wondering if you could put my bins out for me next Thursday. Well, you can imagine my heart stopped a fluttering. Anyhow, my father used to get me to sell the fresh veg on a table outside our yard in Swordston, and that used to be lovely because I used to see the locals and they used to come and buy some taters and bits and bobs off me, off of this little old table, and of course I got some pocket money for doing it. And that was around this age, really. I was very young. I was probably about 8 that I started writing my poems. And that all started with an old couple up the road called Jick and Gok. That was Peter and Harold Sizer, their names. And that wasn't nothing nasty, but I did a poem about them. And then I did a poem about someone else. And I kept them in a little red book. And now they are in my books, what I got. And 'cause I love people watching, not nasty ways, but you just watching people and listening are surprising what you can hear. I was at retirement due in Norwich, and I was then clearing up my stuff, and this little old looking woman sit there. And he say, do you know what, gal, he said, if I knew I was going to live this long, he said, I'd have looked after myself a bit more. And the little old lady, she say, yes, George, she said, and I'd have had another cat. And now David's brother-in-law, Roger, he had these lovely chickens. They were like, oh, I don't know, these posh chickens, and he wanted to sell them. He had to sell them, bless him, because he weren't very well. And he really wanted someone who was really got to look after him. And this woman pulled up in this lovely 4x4 with this lovely crate and everything to put them in. And she shut the boot down. And he say, now, he said, you know, he said, you've got to feed them twice a day. He said that's morning, noon and night. Well, do you know what? That woman didn't bat an eyelid, but cuss, I laughed my head off, didn't I? And I got talking to this little old bloke, you know, because I was a bit of a tomboy. I got talking to this little old bloke called Percy Garrett, and he was in Robert Cairham. And I got talking to him about fishing one day. And he said, did you ever go fishing on a boat? I said, no, I didn't. I said, we used to just go to Barford Lakes and do lake fishing. Well, he said, I got a story to tell you. He said, me and my mate always used to go fishing on a boat, he said, on a Friday. He said, and this bloke in the pub used to say, I'll come with you, I'll come with you. Cos we knew he didn't know how to fish and he used to quiz us. So we come up with an idea that what we'd do, we'd wait till we saw that was going to be a bit choppy and we'd take him. Well, cos this here Friday, that was going to be choppy, we say, you can come with us, boy. Well, we got about 2 mile out on this old boat. We both had our fishing rods out, and because he'd disappeared round the back, he wasn't very well at all. We knew that'd happen. All of a sudden, he'd come round, his top lip was gone into his mouth. Whatever's the matter with you, boy? He said, I've only gone and lost my top teeth over the boat. Well, we didn't know what to do, so my mate, he said to me, don't you worry, boy, he said, we'll get him, he said, we might be able to fish them out. And he winked at me. Well, what he done, unbeknown to him, he took his top teeth out, wound them round the fishing line, pretended he'd cast it out, and a little while later pulled them in. He said, boy, come here and look what I got. I now caught your teeth. Well, cuss, he put them in his hand and passed them to him. Well, the bloke took them out of his hand, tried them in his top teeth, and he said, they aren't mine, boy. And cuss, he threw them back in the water. And they both went home with no top teeth. That's rum in it.
Thank you for that, Tina. And presumably that's why lots of people go in for dental implants these days.